Encourage every family member to grow. Don't just live day to day. Have a broader vision that's out there ahead of you so you'll grow into that. As a parent, again, protect your self-esteem. Protect your self-esteem. Establish priorities, not only what, but who. What are your priorities, and also who are your priorities? Let's think about this for a moment. If you remarry and they have kids, your kids have your ex-spouse's parents as grandparents. Those grandparents still love and care for those kids. Amen? How do we handle these priorities? See, think of all the grandparents that those kids have. In a way, they're very blessed when you think of it that way, as blended families, right? Right? Yeah, they have a lot of people that love them, right? But we have to establish as a family, when you're a blended family, priorities of relationships. How are you going to do that? And also, you need to make sure, well, that's next. Accept your limitations. You need to accept your limitations. Some good things won't get done. Just know it. Some good things won't get done. All right? Here's where I was going earlier. Maintain flexibility. You got to revisit the who's and the what's, our priorities in your life and your kids' life. Does that make sense? Always revisit that. Be gentle and patient as you cultivate solidarity, that we-ness. Together as a family, we're creating a new place, a new safe place. Be gentle and patient as you help step-siblings relate to each other. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I don't have step-siblings, but sometimes I still need prayer. Jamie says about every day there's a fight that occurs between the two younger boys on the way home from school. Can you imagine two kids that age from two different families? Wow. Enlist the aid of grandparents. Now, folks, you can't assume that the grandparents are going to be there. Now, if you don't assume that the grandparents are going to be there, more than likely they'll always be there. You understand what I'm saying? Grandparents will so much appreciate you if you ask them if they can watch the kids rather than say, hey, we need the kids watched at between 3 and 5 on Monday. Hear what I'm saying? I had known people that have done that. Enlist the aid of grandparents, but ask for it. Carefully plan for holidays. Now, you know, as a single parent, this is tough, but think about a blended family. You're bringing two families' traditions under one roof. Let's say one family opened gifts on Christmas Eve and the other family opens them up on Christmas morning. What's a person to do? Or let's say one family has just intimate family gatherings for birthdays and the other family always invited in the uncles and cousins, grandmas, great-grandparents. You hear what I'm saying? What do you do? You have to just be careful, carefully plan for holidays. You also have to build your step-family traditions. All this makes sense? I'm really sorry it was kind of in a list form, but you know what? There's so much information out there. If you or someone you love or know is in one of these situations, folks, grab these books, call the office, let us know that you need it, and we can let you know where to get it or something, so that we need to help these folks. This church, any church, is to help people who are in need. Amen? And we need to do all we can to be there for people. You know, it's apparent that both these topics are extremely complicated, with some similarities depending on each individual situation. Now, it's been the case with this sermon series, I had to make a lot of choices. I left a lot of stuff out. I really did, and there's a lot more out there that you need to look at if you're in these situations. So remember, Proverbs, by wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. You know, just some general thoughts from me in both these situations. You got to spend time in prayer. You got to find yourself in these times of turmoil. But also, think about the kids that are involved in both these situations, if there are kids involved. They may think that they caused the divorce. And no matter what you tell them, down deep inside, they may think that they have caused the divorce. Okay? They may think that they're not special. In a blended family, they may feel like they've fallen through the cracks. Just love unconditionally. You hear what I'm saying? They are going through a lot, and they don't have the maturity and life wisdom in their minds to deal with all these things that you're having an issue dealing with. Does that make sense to y'all? So please love unconditionally. Foster a spirit of camaraderie and oneness by loving Christ in the way Christ did and Christ commanded. Encourage your family to depend on God and upon each other. Amen? Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks and praise for this day. We thank you for your word today. And there is so much out there, Lord, that we need to learn to help these families, both single parent and blended families, God. We just ask for your powerful anointing to be upon this church so that you will guide us and direct us in your will in these manners, Lord. But above all, help us love these people. Help them understand that this is a safe place, that they can come and worship, and a family that is so awesome to be able to help them out in their situation. We love you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Next week, I'm going to start a new teaching series called The Cries of Today's Teens. Jamie is going to ask the teens some issues that they're going through, and I'm creating a teaching series around that. And so I invite you to come next week for God's God's priceless gifts. Well, as we stand for our final song of invitation, which is Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior, I'm going to ask the VIM trip participants to come forward during this song of invitation, and we will send you forth after the song is over. Would you please stand and sing together number 351, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior.